post-game coverage here for Storm Lake Radio. Jonathan Covert here chatting with head coach of Buena Vista University men's basketball, head coach Trevor Johnson. And once again, coach, back-to-back games, you meet a white-hot shooting team from beyond the arc. Your team falls tonight. Give us some of your overarching thoughts on this one. Like I said, the University of Dubuque felt like they couldn't miss at points.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen a shooting performance like that. Now, on the flip side of that, our defensive intensity wasn't anywhere near where it needs to be to win a game, especially in this conference. You know, the five teams ahead of us in league, top 25 teams, at least that caliber, and five teams that will likely be in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, if you want to win games, whether it's on the road or at home against teams at the top of this league, you got to play a lot harder on the defensive end of the floor, and we just didn't have the effort tonight that we needed to win that.
All that being said, it felt like at times there was times where your guys were pushing back, especially in the first half and especially at the start of the second half. I mean, up until the point where Dubuque really took off from beyond the arc, it felt like there was that pushback there that you expect out of your team.
Yeah, you know, throughout the first half, we would make little five-point runs, seven-point runs here and there, and we kept getting it back down to three, down to five. You know, once they got the big lead going into half, we got it back down to 10, and then, you know, just guys falling asleep defensively. Dylan Anderson, who hit six threes tonight, he's left wide open at the top of the key, and, you know, once he hit that one, it went back to, I think, 13, and it kind of blew open from there. You know, so it's just little lapses, you know, turnovers at big moments going back to the first half. You know, we had a couple chances to get it tied back up, and we come down and turn the ball over. And, you know, they had 19 points off turnovers. I think 16 of those were in the first half. So you just can't do those things against, like I said, top 25 caliber teams and expect to win games.
Walk us through the play right before the half, the buzzer beater. Off of the hands of Keaton Flaherty, the team at that point, like you said, still fighting, still going. It's a little bit more lopsided at the half than what we're used to seeing in this matchup, but it's got to be nice to be on the right side of one of those buzzer beaters right before the half.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten a lot of those banked in on us throughout the course of the season, so it was nice to have one of those going into the break. And, you know, even before that, I think we were down 18. We got it down to 13, had the ball coming out. You know, but that first possession of the second half, I think we came out and turned it over. So, you know, like you said, it's nice to have one of those breaks, but when you get them, you got to capitalize on them. And, you know, we just didn't do a good enough job of that today.
And then next week doesn't get a whole lot easier. You're at Loras and then at Wartburg. Loras team that's in the top part of the conference. We were talking about this off air here, but Wartburg's one of those teams. The record's kind of deceiving. They're still a feisty group. Give us some of your thoughts about next week.
Yeah, we're going to have our work cut out for us defensively, especially the way we've performed the last two games this week on the defensive end of the floor. Loras is the best offensive team in the conference, you know, and they present some matchup challenges for us. So, you know, driving all the way across the state on a Wednesday night to play Loras is never easy to begin with, but especially with the group they have this year. You know, and then bouncing back with another road game at Wartburg, you know, and you look at their record overall, it's not great, but, you know, like you said, they're a very feisty team. They're a young team. The wins they have gotten this season have all been at home. You know, and if we play like we did the last two games on the defensive end, you know, we're not going to be able to go over there and get a win. So we have to improve a lot over the course of the next 7 days heading into that one, you know, so we can take care of business on the road.
All right, tough one tonight, but thank you for the time, Coach.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.